So the first reading today, we have the witness of Peter, of Paul, of Barnabas, and of James. All speaking to the assembly of believers about the situation of Gentiles coming to faith. James makes reference to the fact that readings from the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Law of Moses, has been read throughout the whole of the Mediterranean for generations now, and that Gentiles had come to see and recognize the wisdom of God in the writings of Moses. And so they had Gentiles who were observing Jewish law and reverencing Moses throughout all of the Mediterranean without they themselves becoming Jews, because it was understood you couldn't because of the ancestral lineage. But they saw the benefit and the blessing of living in accordance with the law of Moses for their lives. But what we see today in Peter and in Paul and in Barnabas and in James is the recognition that in the proclamation of the gospel message and receiving it, the Holy Spirit fell upon those who believed. This experience of that which all of Israel longed for, that the prophets foretold, that the Holy Spirit of God would be poured out upon everyone. The anointing of the Holy Spirit to be an anointed one, like the prophets of old, like Jesus Christ himself, the Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah, that all who believe in him, entering in grace, would be saved. This is the gift that is given through the proclamation and the reception of that good news. And the apostles are making it clear to the assembly, they did not receive the Holy Spirit because they observed the law. They received the Holy Spirit because they believed in Jesus Christ. It makes no sense for us then to impose the law upon them, because it was not through the law that they received the Holy Spirit, the promise of the Father. Because they have received it by faith, the invitation is to let them be. Very, very simple things, you know, avoiding unlawful marriage, meat, strangled animals, blood, and the pollution from idols. The most simplest of things. This is sufficient. They have already seen the fullness of God's grace and love in the gift of the Holy Spirit by believing in Jesus Christ. And so the invitation for them to go forth with this letter to be read in the synagogues, to understand how it is that they have come to faith and how they are saved. We see in the gospel today a very simple text. It echoes texts that we've had earlier in this week, where Jesus says that I must show that I love the Father by doing what he has commanded me to do. He's speaking about going to his cross, about going to his death, and choosing it. In so doing, proving his love for his Father. The invitation for us by Jesus is to remain, to abide in his love. And we will do this by doing what he has asked us to do. We have been, as I said yesterday, we have been drawn into freedom. And in that great freedom, we are invited to choose, to use the freedom, to choose the present moment, to receive from God this present moment. How am I supposed to enter into this present moment, Lord? I am here. It is your will. How do I enter in? How do I abide in your love in this moment in obedience? How do I remain in your love? When we start speaking about obedience and things like that, our modern sensitivities become irritated. Why is that? It's because our modern world speaks of freedom as freedom that is unrestricted, freedom to do whatever the heck you want, whenever the heck you want to do it. When we start speaking about obedience, immediately modern sensitivity begins to cringe. But why does Jesus invite us to this? It makes a very simple point. He says, because I want my joy to be in you. Very few times do we think of obedience and being underneath someone else's guidance and this and the choosing and needing to obey and all of this stuff as a cause of joy. But Jesus makes it very clear for him to abide in the Father's love and to remain in the Father's love brings an incredible joy. And he wants his joy to be ours. Invitation for our joy in him to be complete. So who's right and who's wrong? Is Jesus wrong and the world is right about obedience? Well, I dare say no. If we're here, Jesus has something to teach us. But the invitation of faith to abide, to choose in our freedom that has been restored in grace, to choose love, to choose him, to remain and abide in that love so that our joy might be complete. Amen.